702.
Food feature.
Now let us get into our food feature for today. We are talking Stay Coffee Shop, and we're joined by Terry Sue Cribbs, who's the executive chef at Impact Group. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's jump to the very beginning. What is the story? Because this business is still quite new. What is the story of how Stay came about?
So, like you said, Stay is still a baby.
Yes.
We wanted to offer our clients something that was really special. Mm. We wanted to offer something we'd be able to compete with a high street. We could possibly put it into a mall or like open for public to come in. Right now, we have it on our clients' premises most of the time.
Yes.
But we wanted really to offer something special. So Stay is not just a one-liner. There's so much more behind it. Mm. So there is everything that we do needs to make us like tell a story.
Yes.
And like for instance, if I can jump into our beans, because yes, what is a coffee shop without beans?
Yes.
So we were looking for something that is local, mm, that is very important to us. So supporting local wherever possible. And our coffee beans all come from Africa.
Yes.
So we wanted to show and showcase what we do best. So mm, we have an amazing partnership, and they really support us. So we have our own blend that is, like I said, all African beans. The partners that we have partnered with have been supporting these farmers for 19 years and growing their community for 19 years. Mm. So that is really something that we want to support and be behind. Mm. If I jump to the confectionery part of it, we have Khayelitsha cookies. So
before we jump to the confectionery part, right, because I think the coffee bean part is quite an important part of the story, it being a coffee shop where you obviously serve things that people can grab on the go. And we're so fortunate that you did the most beautiful presentation for us to get to enjoy. And we'll talk a little bit in detail about the food, because I find some of your choice of ingredients just so, so fascinating. But let's stick with the coffee. I mean, earlier on when we're in the kitchen and just having a conversation, maybe help us understand, why was it so important that the beans had to be from Africa? Because people love to enjoy, you know, beans from Cuba, from Brazil. Why was it so important that you are celebrating this continent of ours?
So we are so good at what we do. Like, we have so many specialists in our in our country.
Yes.
And I really feel like sometimes that gets overlooked because of things that come from overseas.
Yes.
Whereas we've got so many amazing things in this country.
I mean, Ethiopian coffee beans. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So ours is a blend of, now I'm like on the spot here, but it's Ethiopian, Burundi, and Tanzania coffee beans. So every single bean is blended together to give you a different kind of touch point on your palate.
Yes.
And it was just so important for us to be able to support people within our country, and just be really proud of what we do. And that is something that we really focus on within this brand of Stay, that we are able to push that forward and support local businesses and grow what's here, because there are some real experts and there's no reason to look anywhere else.
Yes, yes. And I think as well, you know, the consumers we are more woke now. We want to know, okay, what is your business doing to give back, to be sustainable, to be environmentally friendly? So in terms of the coffee, currently they are available as beans.
Yes.
But what are you looking to do? I mean, you've already shared with us some of your awesome merchandise. Thank you very much. Just now I have a coffee cup at work that I don't have to fight with people over. But what are some of the things that you're hoping the business will develop into, especially when it comes to the coffee side of it?
So Definitely, we are looking at doing retail packs. You'll be able to take stay home with you.
Yes.
You'll be able to, so we'll do ground versions of that, smaller beans, bags of beans, so that it can stay fresh. Because obviously, when you open that bag, just be careful because you want it to stay airtight.
Yes.
That will obviously have an effect on the quality of the coffee. And we want to do right by it because there's been so much that's gone into it and there's just a lot of love. So that would definitely be one thing we're looking into, selling the coffee beans under the Stay brand. I think the coffee talks for itself. And I don't, I think sometimes you go a little bit too far. It's exactly where it needs to be. It's exactly what it needs to be. So I don't want to overcomplicate it in that term. It's simple. And it's just what it needs to be. So I don't want to go. We do offer other kind of things because South Africans in general like sweets and sugar.
Yes.
So we are going to experiment with visiting drink offers month to month. So there we can experiment with a cold brew, but it's really an acquired taste in the country.
Yes.
But we do also offer syrups that you'll be able to add. So if you like a little bit of a caramel flavor in, we do that. But we like to keep it as wholesome as possible.
Yes. And I think that that is quite a great approach because as you are saying just about our palate is quite accustomed to the sweeter thing. But I think, you know, we know a whole lot of coffee snobs that'll be like, it is not coffee if it is sweet.
Yes.
And they have quite an acquired taste and very, very particular. Well, that person who also is what I refer to as the coffee snob, I think they also refer to themselves. Please do correct me, listeners, and send me a WhatsApp. Do you think that this will also accommodate them? Because as you say, you've kept it quite simple. Would the person who is the one who can literally tell you where the bean comes from, will they be satisfied with the coffee?
I have absolutely no doubt about that. I'm very confident in our bean. I'm very confident in our brand because it really just comes from the heart.
Yes.
We've built it from the heart. Like we had a blank canvas and we said, okay, what do we want to do? What story do we want to tell? So that is that for us. I'm so confident about it. The coffee snobs, like you said, I think they will love it.
Yes. So let's now jump to the confectionery conversation. But before we do that, we do need to take a quick break. And of course, I invite all of you, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702, if you've got a question for Terry Sue.